Here are three proven ways to grow your podcast using Podcast Analytics. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like and learn the steps you need to fast track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. My name is Anthony Maneri.
I'm Tarek O'Shea.
And dude, let's get into this. Analytics.
Most podcasters, we all have them. Can't live with them. Can't live without them. But most podcasters actually have a lack of clarity around their analytics. I hear actually a lot of our recent clients that have come on have said, I feel like there's analytics in different places. I'm not really sure where to look. Not really sure what to do with them. So we're going to break that down now in a very digestible three main points that we've seen. And I guess just to preface this, all you need for this is your hosting platform and Apple Podcast Connect. On Apple Podcast Connect, you can see retention time, which is how long people are listening and where they're dropping off throughout any given episode. And of course, your hosting platform provides you like total listeners, total downloads, all that kind of standard stuff. So without further ado, Anthony, what is one way people can use their analytics right off the bat to analyze how good their show content is and therefore how much they can grow?
So yeah, so I guess, and even with that, tie, one, they have a fear of like the analytics, the phobialytics, I don't know if that's a thing. But the other piece is, why does it even matter in the first place? Like, why should we care about the analytics? Well, I think when it comes to analytics, it's essentially, if you have a relatively small audience and you're getting thousands of downloads per month and you're not getting much engagement from your audience and feedback, that's going to be really tricky for you to improve the show based on data or based on what's working and what's not, because you're looking to get an interaction from your listeners that you don't have, that doesn't exist. So when you go to improve the podcast, you're essentially guessing, what direction should I take it in? What topics should I focus on? What types of guests should I get on? There's a lot of guesswork that happens when you don't understand how to use your analytics to grow. But when you understand how to use analytics to grow, things become easier because you're letting data make the decisions for you. Because whether you like it or not, your listeners are engaging and interacting with you based on two factors: the episode they listen to the most and how much of your episode they listen to. So you can look at how many downloads you're getting on each episode, and we'll get into that in just a second. And you can also look at your retention time. Those are the two metrics you need to know to understand the interaction between yourself and what your audience love and what they hate. Does that make sense, Doug?
Yeah, perfect. So look, let's start with the retention time. So again, you can't actually see this on your hosting platform for the most part. You can get it on Spotify for podcasters or Apple Podcast Connect. To keep things simple, we would just recommend just going to Apple Podcast Connect because for the most part, people tend to get a lot more downloads from Apple than Spotify. Anyway, once you've signed up, you'll be able to see your retention time, which is you'll see an average stat. So it might say 80% next to an episode. And that just means on average, 80% of your episode is being consumed by the amount of listeners you've had. However, that might be a case of a 60-minute episode. People are dropping off at 48 minutes, or it might be a case of 20% of people are dropping off in the first minute, right? So this is why it's important to actually click that episode and see the graph of where they're dropping off. And this could be a whole nother episode in terms of people are dropping off towards the end. It might mean the episode's too long. People are dropping off steadily throughout the episode. It might mean the guest wasn't too engaging. It could mean a bunch of different things. But the number one thing we see, and what is statistically likely as a problem that you listening right now could be facing, is a lot of your listeners dropping off even before you got to the good part, in your intro of the podcast. Now, that's like falling at the first hurdle, right? Because if 20%, and usually it's more like 40% of listeners are dropping off within the first few minutes, then, you know, we're just setting ourselves up to fail, right? Anthony, how can we actually use this and improve our intros to make more people stick around and therefore improve our growth?
Since we launched the show, our retention time has been pretty good. It's been pretty solid, around 80+%. Somehow even 110%. But I think people just meant they listened on repeat. If that's you, Wagwan, big up, you're a legend.
Shout
But we also noticed recently, in more recent episodes, that people stay on for the hook, which is great. But when it gets to the repeated intro, we have some people drop off, which tells me and Tarek, like, hey, people are already skipping this part regularly.
I mean, it tells you that people are getting bored of your voice saying the same thing over and over again for 40 seconds.
If you want to put bluntly, that's okay.
This is our intro. And actually, I made the music, so, you know, maybe I'm even at fault there.
I'm all good for it as long as you're being honest. And that could be the case. But again, I have to take the emotion out of it. Objectively speaking, retention time overall is great, but our intro piece could be improved. For you yourself, you might look at that and say, okay, the intro piece is too long. I'm getting tons of people dropping off as well. How can you improve that? And an easy way to improve that is just by shortening your repeated intro. If you have a segment or a bit where you say the tagline or introducing your guest, just make that a lot tighter. Make it disgustingly concise and make it intriguing. For ourselves, that's what we're going to explore. The hook stays the same, but our repeated intro is going to be much, much shorter, like painfully concise. And then we get into the meat of the episode because again, people's attention span, your attention span apparently is dwindling. So you have to keep focused on that piece. I think when it comes to analytics, look at the retention time and then ask yourself, okay, where are people dropping off? How can I improve this? If it's an intro, just make it shorter, make it more concise and make it intriguing. Give people a reason to stick around.
There we go. So method number one to use your analytics to grow, analyze where people are dropping off and improve that section. It's usually the intro. And if that's the case for you after looking, shorten it, make it more intriguing, give people a reason to actually stick around. Now let's move on to the broader analytics. So we're not delving into like where people are dropping off within episodes, looking at the more broad download numbers. So you don't necessarily need Apple for this, just your regular hosting platform will do. And what do we usually do with clients, Anthony, that is very, very revealing about a podcast and their topics?
So we have this exercise called the Trend Spotter. Here's why you should care about the Trend Spotter. Again, most of the time you have no idea what to focus your attention when it comes to what topics to cover on your show. Most of the time you're guessing or having a guest come on the podcast and have them share their expertise or their story. But the issue is you're guessing and you can't see clear trends of which topics are popular and which are not, which your audience absolutely love and which your audience hate you for posting and promoting.
But Anthony, my content is good. I think people are listening.
Yep, 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 yep. Doesn't matter.
Yep, yep, yada, yada, yada. If your podcast growth is fluctuating and you're listening right now and sometimes you get about 800 downloads, sometimes 1,000, but never really break past, that is a sign that the content isn't always keeping people about and you Correct. Don't have compounding growth from the topics you're covering. So if that's you, then this is definitely applicable and you should definitely care about the Trend Spotter.
So the Trend Spotter is an exercise where you look at your back catalog, and if you've got hundreds, it's even better. And then what you want to do when you have all of your back catalog in an Excel sheet, you want to categorize the topics you cover on the show. If your podcast is about business, break it down into lead generation, inspiring stories, scaling up a business, operations, sales and marketing. You would have covered all of those topics multiple times. Now, what you want to do is simply ask yourself, okay, out of all these 4 or 5 topics, how many times have I covered each topic? You want to calculate that. The next thing you want to do is, on average, you want to then work out the average for each category. So how many downloads on average do I get for operations? How many downloads on average do I get when I cover sales and marketing? How many downloads on average do I get when I cover an inspiring entrepreneur story? What this will tell you are really two things. Number one, it will tell you what the most popular topic is for you on your podcast, because you'll be able to see the average download. The one with the highest average download is the one with the most popular topic for your audience. The second thing it will tell you is where to put your energy. Because if you realize I've been covering operations for 40 episodes, and on average, I'm getting 100 downloads, and I've covered sales and marketing 7 times, and I'm guessing on average 170 downloads per episode. That is a clear indication that you're putting your energy on the wrong topics. And we have to switch our focus to what we know is working and what we know our audience actually enjoy and love. Again, your listeners are constantly speaking to you. It's just understanding the best way to look at this analytics and extract the data you need to make that data-driven decision on how to grow.
Perfect.
And that, my friend, is the Trend Spotter.
That is the Trend Spotter. Yeah, that was very well explained as always. And I think if you're listening right now, you should have 2 ideas so far, right? One, kind of the more micro, if you like, how to actually improve specific episodes and your intros mostly. But then also the macro on the larger scale, how to analyze your podcast as a whole, the episodes as a collective, and really see which areas are more popular and therefore where to double down and where to cut the slack. And the third way you can start using your analytics today is actually to measure the success of your promotions, your exposure, something that we probably don't talk about all that much on this podcast because a lot of it is foundational stuff, right? Because ultimately, this show is called Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. And the reason most people's podcasts are not growing is not because they have an exposure issue, but because they have a retention issue. That's another story for another time. And the points so far will definitely help with that. However, we all know that we all do still need exposure and we're all out there guesting on other podcasts, using social media, maybe doing some collaborations, all this kind of stuff. But how can we tell if it's actually working? The answer lies in your analytics.
So this is how we're doing it and it's working really well. We're preaching about guessing on other people's podcasts and of course, getting exposure on their shows either by getting them to shout you out or literally paying them and sponsoring their podcast and having an ad roll. We recently sponsored a show that's getting thousands of downloads per month to get our podcast in front of their listeners, where there's a crossover, but we're not competitors. So what really helped was working out on average, how many downloads are we getting per day? Once we've worked that out, we now have a baseline. And that's a baseline we measure and look at as a reference point when the episode goes live. So for us, our episode went live on 2nd of February, and we noticed how we had like a 20% lift compared to the average daily downloads. It was like 20 to 30%, which is quite significant. That's not like a little bit, that's pretty significant. So we know that that campaign was successful. So now what I'm going to do is look at that, what went well with that campaign, why did it work, and how can we find more shows like that to invest more of our time and effort getting our podcast in front of their audience. But when you don't track that, you can't really tell whether it's worked or not. We've had other shows that we've guested on that we haven't really had that much of an influx. So I know to stay away from that type of show. And that is how you'd use your analytics to gauge whether or not an exposure campaign is working well or not. For social media, it could be something as simple as if you think clips work and help you grow, have 1 week where you upload like 2-3 clips per day. Like take it to the extreme per day and see, does my average download for this episode increase significantly, i.e. 20 to 30% or more on average.
Or on the flip side, just don't upload the clips for a week or two and see if anything dips.
Boom.
Something there that we've go. Actually done with a lot of clients and there's no change at all. And then there we go, bam. So a big time suck comes off the plate.
So to recap and to get everything down, how to grow and monetize your podcast with your analytics. Number one, look at your retention time and fix up any leaky holes, whether that's in your intro, outro, the middle part, doesn't matter. Just review why people are dropping off. Number two, use a trend spotter to identify the categories and topics within your show that are the most popular that you have been neglecting, that you've not been covering on the show. This will allow you to make the right decisions in terms of which topics to explore more. Number three, when you're doing marketing campaigns for your episodes through the week, whether that's guesting, getting shout outs, sponsoring other podcasts, leveraging online communities, promoting your show, doesn't matter. Have a clear baseline of how many downloads am I getting each day? And when I start this marketing campaign, do I see a significant increase? If you do, keep doing more of it. If you don't, maybe just eliminate it and try something else. That is how you use analytics to grow and monetize your podcast.